Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, we're going to highlight that NFL draft prospect. It's Trenton Simpson, linebacker, University of Clemson, for the 2023 NFL draft class. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. And as always, over the last year or so, we have the best in the business. The gentleman is at a high level when he's scouting all these players. And I'm not going to really talk too much longer because we got to get through this video, but special thanks and love to our guest who's been with me covering these players, Mr. Daniel Kelly. He's coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well. The sun is shining in Key West, Florida, and we have a superstar on our screen to talk about today.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Well, Mr. Kelly, what do you love about the superstar out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Mr. Trenton Simpson, linebacker, Clemson University?
Well, thank you, Mr. Turner. There's actually quite a bit. Let me start by unpacking him a little bit. You see him on your screen, number 22, Clemson. This young man is 6'3", 240 pounds. And I went back and I looked at him in 2021 game film. That's really where my area of focus is right now. I'm spending the fall in the 2021 game film and moving into the early winter in the 2022 game film, looking at two seasons, if at all possible, in the prospects for the 2023 draft to try to get a better idea of the full body of work over two seasons. So when I talk about him today, it's based on the 2021 game film against South Carolina, against Georgia, and against Wake Forest. Looking at his statistics last year, 65 tackles, 41 solo, 24 assists, 2 passes defended, 6 sacks. And I want everyone to catch this, okay? 31 pressures on 90 pass rush attempts per PFF, profootballfocus.com. That's very important in the NFL that we play in today. It's a league when it comes to defense, on the defensive side of the ball, it's a league where you must disrupt the pocket and shut down the pass. Corners and pass rushers are the premium if you're going to go defense in the first round. And again, 30 pressures in 2021 or 31 pressures, excuse me, on 90 pass rushing attempts is special. Let me start by saying about Trenton Simpson. I believe he will revolutionize NFL defenses. I'm going big. You know, they say go big or go home, okay? That's why I'm starting this talk today, because that's exactly how I wrote him up for my article on my website, firstroundmock.com. But by talking about him, listen, I've never seen a linebacker like this in the 40 years I've been watching the game and following the game. This guy will be a dream come true for whatever, whichever defensive coordinator is lucky enough to land him. in the NFL draft. He's like a safety and a corner hiding in the body of a linebacker, okay? It's just I've never seen anything where a linebacker can play in the box, can slide out and cover the slot effectively, and then can roll back into a safety look pre-snap. I mean, just to put it in a perspective from a number standpoint, in 2021, according to the statistics,
yes, we have Trenton Simpson, linebacker, Clemson University. As Mr. Daniel Kelly has left us for a few minutes here on 100 Yards Football, he was talking about this young man probably being the best linebacker in the draft.
There I am. Sorry, okay. we're still having bad internet after Hurricane Ian scraped by. We're in the backside of that a month ago. I apologize, Donkey West, for still having bad internet. But 2021, he had 207 snaps in the box, 225 snaps in the slot, and 117 snaps at the line of scrimmage. So he's a man that moves around, and he can also blitz. And this is really why I say that he's going to be so interesting in the league, because it's a league that prides itself offensively in pre-snap reads and trying to read defenses before the snap. You can't do that with Trenton Simpson. That's why I think he's going to be so revolutionary in the NFL, because he can roll up into a blitz look, and then he can back off in the coverage, and he can cover. So that's something. Or he can come and blitz and knife in off the edge and disrupt the pocket, okay? Simpson can close and adjust in the pocket like a heat-sinking missile. Let me unpack it, okay? That's kind of the overview, the 30,000, the Goodyear blimp view of him. Let's get even deeper and more further into the details here, okay? As far as the positives are concerned, there's a lot of them. This young man is athletic. He is versatile. He has fluid hips. What do I mean? You can see him on the screen there. He can change direction quickly, okay? He has excellent speed. He has range. He can get sideline to sideline. He can drop into short zones with ease, and he can also provide pass support into the intermediate route levels. He uses his hands very well in coverage. He can blow up screens. He can get out on bubble routes. He can listen, folks. He can destroy slot receivers on their release. I've seen it several times on game film, and the game film does not lie. And this is where I think he's going to make such a huge difference in today's NFL, because a lot of these offenses we see on Sundays and Monday nights and Thursdays and every other day they play, is we see a lot of these outside perimeter runs to the edges. We see a lot of this short passing game. We see a lot of bubble screens to the receivers. We see screens to the backs trying to get outside the perimeter and play the outside game. That's where a guy like this is going to cause a defense to really excel who drafts him, because he has that range, he has that coverage ability, and he has the ability to move around and cut off those type of plays. And not only that, but he has top shelf blitzing abilities. I touched on at the top of the show. This guy can close. This is not somebody who can just make a little noise in the pocket. He can close on the quarterback, and he can make, because he has the fluid hips, he can make quick adjustments of the pocket to be able to adjust to the quarterback and be able to bring him down. He's a guy that shows emotion. He gets fired up, which I love. And he's somebody, you know, if I had the bridge maybe from the positives into the negatives, he's a rapping solid tackler, but he comes in a little bit high. Okay, how about the negatives? So there's no tens, right? Tony Rosano, the guy who taught me how to scout in his book, Secrets NFL Scout, the old 49ers scouting director, there's no tens. The negative, that there's a big couple negatives here, is he struggles disengaging, okay? He doesn't have the beef to him, as you can see in your screen there. He struggles sometimes against the big man disengaging against blocks down in the box. He could get moved out of his apartment, as I talk about in my report. He could get moved out of his area. He does his best to fight through it. I would like to see Simpson either learn how to take on and shed blocks more effectively at the point of attack, or I would like to see him be able to position better and avoid some of this, it's called in scouting, some of the trash inside, to be able to make some more tackles and do that. But listen, make no mistake about it, okay? Bottom line, this guy is a first-round I have him top 10 talent in the country at this point, based on a 2021 game film. I'll be circling back, as I mentioned, early winter on his 2022 game film and looking at that. But this guy's along the lines of the Cleveland Browns, who drafted out of Notre Dame, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. That's the type of player that he is. He's kind of these break the mold type of linebackers, like JOK when Cleveland, he came into the league. He was the only linebacker in the NFL that earned a plus 70 grade in pass coverage and in run defense for PFF. He's kind one of those revolutionary type of linebackers that can move around like that, like they do with Micah Parsons in Dallas, your guy who can move around the different positions. It's hard that you have to be, know where he's at all times. Same type of thing. That's the type of way that NFL is moving towards. He is going to be an elite difference maker. I'm talking about Simpson now in the NFL. He's one of these new hybrid type of players, and he's really a jack of all trades player who's an ideal defender. Again, okay, I want you to hear this. He's an ideal defender who can defense against today's offensive trends in the NFL. Plus, like I said, he can really screw up the pre-snap reads for the quarterback. There's a lot to love about Trenton Simpson. And as you know, if you've watched his show for a while, I don't love many of them, but I do love Trenton Simpson. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner, on number 22 in the screen and number one in the hearts of the Clemson Nation.
When you look at Mr. Simpson, and I go back to the history of the Clemson football program, you think about all the linebackers that played there, that made you look at that school up there in Clemson, South Carolina, from an Ed McDaniel to a Jeff Davis. You understand what I'm saying? To an Isaiah Simmons that just came out. Or the big man that played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Von Kirkland. Going back in my lifetime, I'm like you, Mr. Daniel Kelly. I'm excited about this young man because he is what I call the more modern day new breed linebacker coming into the league. Outstanding size, 6'3", 240. And it's going to probably play at what, 250, 255? Then ability to run sideline to sideline. The ability to come off the edge and blitz as a blitzer. The ability to cover in the slot. There's rumors that, hell, he could probably play safety in the league if need to be at his weight right now. But when you look at him, I think about all the athletic linebackers I've seen in my 62 years. Bobby Bell with the Kansas City Chiefs. George Webster with the Houston Oilers by way of Michigan State University. Robert Bazile. Oh, Lord, I saw him play when I was about 13 years old when he was down there at Jackson State, and he was down there scouting another prospect in Walter Payton. And Bazile, really, this is the player that really reminds me of Robert Bazile that doesn't get a lot of really notoriety because he only played 9 years in the league, Mr. Bazile, from 74 to 80, from 74 to 83. 6'3", 240. Then I'm going to throw in Andre Tippett that played with the Patriots. Then I'm going to throw in Wilbert Marshall. Now I'm going to tell you this. Wilbert Marshall, when he played with the Bears and Redskins, same type of player, same type of build. But what we loved about Wilbert Marshall was his explosive hitting ability. Then when you look at another one, another outside linebacker, sixth-round pick out of Fort Valley State. What did we love about him? Could rush the passer, could cover in the slot, but he was explosive. Greg Lloyd, Fort Valley. Then Chad Brown, University of Colorado, his teammate at the time with the Steelers. And then here recently, this is for my brother, Mr. Bobby Butler, who's a part of 100 Yards for Fall. He reminds me a lot of Tevin Smith, who retired early from Jacksonville. And the most important thing, look at the young man on the screen right now. Slim, don't look like he got an ounce of fat. So I'm going to call him Freakazoid. 375 on the bench. 355 plow clean. Then most of all, a 38-inch vertical. Houston Cougars, baby. Five, slammer, jammer, ability, Clyde Drexler, Larry Meshaw, Benny Enders, Michael Young. This is a complete football player, man. And the thing about it, I don't think when you look at college football and you think about, I'm talking about my lifetime up till now that God has graced me to be in this great world for 62 years. When you look at his ability, and I'm not going to go there, and I brought all those other great linebackers, but think about in my time, I remember the 81 draft, Hugh Greene out of Natchez, Mississippi, by the way of Pitt. And then we never thought the young man who really set the tone at the outside linebacker position, who brought all these great athletes at 6'3", 240, like Mr. Trent Simpson, the man that's known as Lawrence Taylor, and his ability, how he played with the New York Giants, the 1986 player of the year in the National Football League. In my words about Trent Simpson, I see explosiveness, I see winner, I see athlete, but most of all, I see a guy that's going to be an impact in the next level in the National Football League. And even now, I hope that everyone that's watching 100 Yards Football follow this young man, because he's a special football player. 4 games this year with 8 tackles. Florida State, 8 tackles. Wake Forest, 8 tackles. Georgia Tech, 8 tackles. Furman, 8 tackles. Final words about Trent Simpson, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner. Well, you know, it's interesting. You talk about Lawrence Taylor, and we all remember, those of us are old enough to watch him, you know, back in the day. And he did revolutionize the game, of course, in the 80s. And that's, you know, we're looking at a guy, as I talked about, Trenton Simpson, that's going to revolutionize the game in a different way than LT. Yes, he can get to the quarterback. Yes, he can cover. I mean, the guy can cover better than most safeties in the NFL right now. And he's somebody that can run with receivers as well, as I've seen on tape. So, I mean, he can do it all. I mean, and that's what makes him so special. And my final word on him is that when you're looking at first-round draft picks, okay, yes, you're looking for elite, special, and rare characteristics on game film. You're looking for that something special on these players. But also, to take it a step further, you have to see it translate onto game film. You can't just be these guys you fall in love with in the pro days or the combine running around the little orange cones. You have to turn on the game film and see the special, elite, and rare traits translate to the game film. And on Trenton Simpson, he's one of the prospects, one of the few that actually does show the traits do translate to production on the game film at a very high level. That's why he's a top 10 player in my estimation as we head towards the 2023 NFL draft.
My final words about Trenton Simpson, I left out another skill set when I was talking about him being a freakazoid. By the way, he's also a 4.39 guy in the 40-yard dash, and he also has broad jumps, 10.2. When you think about Trent Simpson, I think about the great band, the lead singer Maurice White from my hometown, the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Words simple and plain. A shining star, Trenton Simpson. A shining star. This gentleman is a hell of a football player. And Clemson Nation, and you, Dabo Sweeney, this player right here might be pound for pound your best player that's ever came through Clemson from the defensive side of the ball.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks and many prayers for the gentleman that make it happen for us this morning, Mr. Logan Landis, our producer. Thank you again, Mr. Daniel Kelly, coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. I'm Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy some college football and the NFL this weekend. Be blessed on 100 Yards of Football.
Thank you for watching. God bless you. Take care.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.